Couples fly from South America to Marty Higginbotham's 100-acre ranch in Polk County to tie the knot under grandfather oaks and Spanish moss. He considers it his agritourism mainstay.
The biggest challenge in agriculture community right now is to stay in business, to keep it as a farm, to keep a farm, and you got to figure out how to make a few dollars in order to do that.
But now that fire inspectors are questioning the safety of his barn, Higginbotham says he feels his business is under attack. Comey's bill, he says, would fix that. It would prohibit local governments from enforcing any ordinance that regulates agritourism. Comey says one reason he filed the bill is because Polk County officials asked for a clarification of a 2013 law that defines the industry.
We want to provide some clarification by making it clear that regardless of the age of ordinances or how many, that the authority to regulate rests with the state.
Since the bill passed, industry promoters have described everything from country weddings and U-picket berry farms to skydiving as agritourism. David Cruz, Assistant General Counsel for the Florida League of Cities, says his organization will be watching to make sure the agritourism door doesn't swing open too far.
For example, a concert on land that's ag, or a festival, or other types of activities that aren't really tied to the agricultural activity.
Cruz says the law never anticipated country weddings. To a struggling farmer, the wedding business may be a lifesaver, Cruz says, but that might not be the case for a neighbor who has to put up with the traffic and the noise. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.